You know what that means.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Yesenia.
Radio hour that's 29 minutes long. Oh, my mic wasn't on.
Say that again first, Gus.
I will say it again for you. It's the Soper Suns weekly radio hour that's 29 minutes long. This is Everything Under the Sun, where we discuss all everything that happened in the paper this week, but really just one story. And sometimes not even one story. Sometimes just something that we're all passionate about.
Well, we are having fun, and that's exactly what we're talking about this week. We're talking about something that we're all passionate about that was not featured necessarily. It was, in a sense, in this week's Soper Sun. There was a preview in last week's Soper Sun by reporter Jeannie Soldern. Anyhow, drum roll. We will be talking about the 115th annual Potato Day to be held this weekend, starting with a film tonight at the Carbondale Library, and continuing on with the Contra Dance tomorrow night, and of course the feast, the annual feast on Saturday. So we're looking forward to it all. First, let's go around and introduce ourselves. Again, you are tuned in to Soper Sun's weekly radio show, Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, James Steinler.
Co-host is Anne Benavides.
I'm other co-host Gus Richardson.
And our guest today,
Vice President of the Carbondale Historical Society, Will Grimbois.
Will, thank you so much for being with us today. It's good to see you as always. Will, of course, also was, and we have a caller. Oh my goodness!
It's probably Raleigh Burley.
You think it's Raleigh Burley? I don't know. Let's find out.
That's what I'm putting my money on.
Caller, you are on the air.
Hello, Raleigh Burley.
Did you dial the right number? This is KDNK Radio.
Oh, hello. I hear there's a Potato Day special that's on the air.
Oh, my gosh. You are exactly right. It's so appropriate that you called. Thank you. So on the line, we have Editor-in-Chief of the Soper Sun, Raleigh Burley. Thanks for joining us, Raleigh. Can you tell us where are you at right now?
Well, I'm joining from the fields. Just arrived to the old Thompson house. We're about to scrub and clean some potatoes. But I don't see anybody here.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear goodness. There should be.
If anybody wants to help with Potato Day.
And that's actually open to the public this year, whereas historically, or in years past, and I've been able to participate for the last couple years with potato washing and wrapping, which has been happening at the Thompson Creek House. Or excuse me, I have Thompson Creek on my mind. At the Thompson House, the old Thompson House. But typically, Will, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's typically the committee, people who are more familiar with the organizing of Potato Days help with that.
Yeah, I mean, the sorority that ran the Potato Day in the 80s, 90s, and aughts, they did it. It was kind of their big social event, and it was more of an invite thing for sure. I think that the current committee, which is run by the town, has been a little more open, but we haven't advertised it. We haven't put it on the poster. We've told people, yeah, come, you know, wrap potatoes. But this is, I think, the first year that we've really put it out there. So hopefully people show up, and hopefully the potatoes show up. It's good to know. I mean, we're on Carbondale time. It's supposed to be at 4, and Raleigh has something.
Raleigh, let's hear that update. Thank you.
I walked around this grand mansion of a house and found about 10 people, an old Ford 350 with a trailer full of potatoes, and there is a little paper mache potato man sitting on top telling everybody what to do.
I'm guessing that was made by none other than Sue Gray, who, of course, has been helping put on Potato Days for, oh my gosh, quite some time now. But I know that she's, I wonder if that's the same paper mache potato that I've seen in years past.
I think Sue customizes that potato every year to fit the
She is so dedicated.
Why don't we, ask Sue directly?
We would love that.
The source of the paper mache potatoes, dude. Oh, yeah. So I make it every year out of balloons and paper mache, the old-fashioned way of making pinatas. Mm-hmm. And I always make it to match the theme
that year. So this year we have Mr. McClure, the director.
Oh, that's
fun. Oh, that's perfect. And Will, could you fill us in why that's relevant that Mr. McClure is a director this year?
Yeah, so this year is the 75th anniversary of the filming of Red Stallion of the Rockies, which was filmed here in the Roaring Fork Valley near Carbondale, and so we've decided to celebrate that, dated though the film may be somewhat, and celebrate film at the same time. So we'll be screening that film tonight at the Carbondale Library at 7 p.m. That's a free event, and. You know, as people are planning their parade floats or costuming, if they choose to go that route, that's a little guidance for them. It could be a little more intentionally on, you know, Red Stallion of the Rockies, or it could be kind of a broader film theme.
A Hollywood
folks are,
kind
yeah,
of theme.
Yeah, looking for a little more inspiration. And the Mr. McClure part comes from the Red McClure and some of our early pioneers who were involved in growing potatoes here in the valley, which was very much a thing in Carbondale up through the 30s. It was our kind of our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anymore, but we still have folks. We have the Gianettis out there planting potatoes, harvesting potatoes. So we're
right.
keeping the tradition on as best we can.
Absolutely.
Another special guest here in the field. One and only Parks and Rec director, Eric Rendlinger.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. We are in the midst of cleaning potatoes right here at the old historic Thompson Park and at Hattie Thompson's house right here. It's a pretty neat spot. It's kind of neat because I have this vision of this happening, you know, 100 years ago in this exact spot. So I'm sure it did. On this time of year, I'm sure they were here cleaning potatoes. It says we are cleaning potatoes right now for potatoes. So it's fun.
Eric, how many hundreds of pounds of potatoes did we purchase this year for the community lunch?
So we decided to get about 700 pounds of potatoes to feed about 800 lunches. So
wow.
And that's about all that fit fits too. So. We're kind of limited to our pit size, and so that's about all that we can fit in the pits with our corn and also with our meat. So,
and how many of these potatoes came from local farms?
So last year we were super successful at getting all of our potatoes from the Roaring Fork Valley. Wow. This year the crop didn't come out as well as last year. I think it was a wet summer, and I think that affected our potato crop. So we did import, but we imported from Colorado and Colorado farmers. So we can still say we're all eating all Colorado potatoes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we did get some locally. Mark Gianetti grew some down on his land, and so he picked about 250 from his bottom land there, right by the North Fork. So,
wow. Thank you, Eric.
Oh, thanks to everybody who comes out for Potato Days. It's such a great 115-year-old tradition for this town. It's one of my favorite events. That committee puts on here, you know, it's definitely a committee effort here to take the whole town to put on this event. So come out and eat some good food, participate in the parade, and then help us clean up, man. That's the fun part.
How many have pits for their central park dedicated to roasting beef and potatoes?
I know I think that's pretty unique. I have not found another town that does something like this in this manner, where we use our town park and have a, you know, and burn some wood. We're going to burn 5 quarts of wood. You know, our carbon footprint's not good, but it's tasty.
Luau.
Well, that is fantastic. And Eric, I think a big shout out goes to you. Thank you so much for all you do. And we know that a bulk of a large part of the organizing for Potato Days each year falls on your shoulders. So big shout out to Eric Rendlinger of the Director of Parks and Rec here in Carbondale. Thanks for joining us today, Eric.
Thanks, James. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. I think it's worth noting that we're making a general effort toward local and regional produce this year, right? That even the sides are going that route.
Mm-hmm.
It's a priority that was brought up by some members of the committee as, hey, you know, this is our harvest festival. We should really be, you know, we shouldn't be getting canned beans in. We should be doing this right. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that turns out. And I think people will be feeling like they got their money's worth at the at the park.
Right, because it's Gus has a question.
I do have a question. I don't mean to cut you off.
That's okay.
I do my signal, so you know. my question for you is, so you touched a little bit on that this is an old Carbondale tradition. How old is it? Do we know when the first Potato Days
we
was?
Do.
Yeah, well, it's the 115th, so it's been...
Oh, well, that makes a
It's been
sense.
That long. I do believe that it may have been skipped a couple of times during mm-hmm. the World Wars, mm-hmm. But we've been doing it for over 100 years. It's definitely Carbondale's oldest tradition, mm-hmm. kind of compared to Mountain Fair or Dandelion Day or a lot of things mm-hmm. that are wonderful. But this gets to be our real, you know, history event, which is why the Historical Society is deeply involved in it. We're a beneficiary of the lunch if it makes any money. Mm-hmm. That depends on folks showing up tomorrow.
Saturday.
But Saturday. But, you know, it's still we're thrilled to be involved regardless. It's a really important thing to know where we came from and that Carbondale was a town early on, even before Midcontinent came in and made us a mining town, that was really kind of feeding the valley in the way that the North Fork Valley and the Palisade area sort of feed the Western Slope now. We were the breadbasket. And times change, and we change with the times, but knowing where we came from has some value.
It mm-hmm. certainly does. Gus?
And does it go back before that, too? Do we have some roots in Potato Days that are before it started being a formal Potato Days?
You know,
we were certainly growing potatoes here
sure.
before that time, but not far before that time, I would say.
No, I mean, the settlement of the Roaring Fork Valley isn't a whole lot older than that.
Yeah.
The peak potato in the valley, from my understanding, was the 30s.
Sure.
So Potato Day was well in place at that point. Agreed. It was probably one of the first two crops grown here. If you talk to Doc Phillip, he'll tell you dandelions were here first.
But
he has a vested interest in that.
He does, Mr. Dandelion.
But it's definitely one of the original staple crops of the valley back to the 1880s, maybe even the 1870s.
So what is a peak potato? When are we at peak potato?
I'm talking about hundreds of train cars full of potatoes leaving every day or every year. The half of the single story part of the Dinkle Building just like storing and managing the potato crop to get it out on rail cars.
That's what it was. And you both have been to Bonfire, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the back of Bonfire is the lift. It's an old lift where the potatoes used to rise from the surface because they would be stored beneath the Dinkle Building. And then they'd bring them up, and exactly like Will said, they'd load them onto rail cars at the old railroad depot. And they'd ship them off to Denver. And they were considered a delicacy, as Jeannie Solder noted in her article last week, on many people's plates, dinners and breakfast plates.
Yeah. We had, mostly Burbank russet. Sounds like we were exporting, but we do have a local Red McClure variety that I personally am not a huge fan of, but Sue tells me is absolutely stupendous in potato salad. So I'm glad it has a great use. It's also very shelf stable, which is a perk if you're trying to survive a long winter in the mountains.
I remember Sue Raleigh.
Go ahead and get my hand.
No.
Everybody to come join us.
Wonder.
But I also wanted to put a plug real quick for the Contra Dance.
Please do.
A revived tradition. There used to be a barn dance associated with Potato Day. That fell off, and one of our elders here in the community, Ernie Gianetti, told our committee that he would really like to see a dance come back. So 3 years ago, we brought the Roaring Fork Contra Dance group into the fold, and that was held at the Third Street Center. Last year, it was at the Rec Center. This year, it's going to be at the Rec Center once again. And it'll be a Contra Dance. If you've never done it, it's like line dancing. You will learn a few simple steps and end up dancing with a whole lot of people. And that's from 6 to 8. There will be drinks available and a food truck outside the Rec Center. And your ticket gets you one drink as well as admittance to another concert that's going to be with the Confluence, kind of a local reggae funk band, from 9 until 11 p.m. Very Carbondale.
Very so.
Shake it up and shake our booties. So come on out.
Well, and you'll get to see both Raleigh and Will Grandbois there for sure. So you heard Raleigh tomorrow night. The Contra Dance will start at again. Sorry, apologies. 6 p.m. until 8:15, and then followed by the Confluence. So thank you for that plug, Raleigh. Thank you for helping organize the Contra Dance this year. We're gonna let you go, but thank you also for calling in and being. Work from the field
tomorrow night.
Yeah,
also,
if anybody is available right now wants to swing over to the Thompson House, there's a lot of friendly people showing up, a lot of community neighbors here to clean potatoes and wrap them for a big lunch on Saturday. And then I believe the posse will head over to the library for the film screening tonight.
Fantastic. That'll be a great transition. And you heard it from Raleigh Burley. It's a special thing to be involved with that community lunch that feeds, oh my gosh, hundreds of people. Those potatoes will be going down into the pits on Saturday morning, ready to be served. And you can be a part of cleaning each potato and wrapping it up, as well as a lathe of corn, and so it can be ready for the pits on Saturday morning. Again, that's at the Thompson House. Here in Carbondale. Raleigh, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great time washing potatoes, and thank you.
Thank you. Great to hear you.
Likewise. Oh, that Raleigh Burley. Well, he's always, he gets around that guy, I must say.
I did want to say, if folks are not familiar with the Thompson House,
it is
located fairly close to Ross Montessori. You can actually get there through that same drive, or you can come north out of River Valley Ranch, kind of tucked behind Triangle Park there. So if you're driving around trying to figure out where you're going, it's in that neck of the woods.
Perfect. Thank you for that, Will. Those directions are certainly helpful. Folks, you could probably head over there anytime before 6 p.m. and you'll catch people washing potatoes.
That's where I'm headed right after this.
That's where Will's heading right after this.
You can meet Will in real life.
For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Suns weekly radio program right here on KDNK. We are discussing with the vice president of the Carbondale Historical Society this weekend's the 115th annual Potato Days, which culminates in, of course, the community feast this Saturday at Sopris Park, starting at 11 p.m. and lasting till around 1. So with that, let's go ahead and maybe go over a few events because that's not the only event that's going to be happening this weekend. So let's do a little bit of a rundown, shall we?
Okay.
I'm excited for the rundown.
Okay. And then I am going to grill our youth interns here and see their thoughts on Potato Days and their attendance thus far. And also we're going to talk a little bit about homecoming.
But it will be a test.
But first, let's fire off a few over these events that people might be interested in. Of course, you can also find these events online, and we will get you that URL here momentarily. Okay. So today, of course, you could stop by at the Thompson House, where Will just so kindly summarize where that is here in Carbondale. And that is potato washing and wrapping from 4 to 6 or 6:30. Then, of course, as Will mentioned earlier, the screening of The Red Stallion of the Rockies will be at 7 p.m. at the Carbondale Library, which again is the influence for this year's theme, Mr. Potato Head Goes to Hollywood.
Ooh.
Then, of course, as we were just discussing with Mr. Raleigh Burley, tomorrow night will be the Barn Dance, also known as a Contra Dance. Doors will open at 5:30. Dance starts at 6 o'clock. There will be some lessons in the beginning, and then there will be a call person. The Contra Dance goes until about 8:15, followed by the Confluence, a little bit more reggaeton, starting at 9 o'clock. Then bright and early, Saturday morning, we have there's a lot going on Saturday. It's the kind of key day for Potato Days. It's kind of funny. In the past, people were confused. Is it Potato Day or Potato Days? And for a while, it was just Potato Day because everything really happened on Saturday. So that'll start off with the Carbondale Rotary Club Pancake Breakfast at 8:30 a.m. And at the same time, Ross Montessori will start off their Tater Trot 1 mile fun run. Again, and apologies, that pancake breakfast is at Chaco's Park, and the Tater Trot also starts off from Chaco's Park, again starting at 8:30 a.m.
That's 4th and Main.
At 4th and Main. Thank you. I forget that. That's also a new name, Chaco's Park, so more people are more familiar with the 4th and Main, for sure. Farmer's Market and Cowboy Coffee, you'll be able to come on over to the Sopris Park, and there will be lots of different vendors, local farmers, artisans who will be set up from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Sopris Park. Come on by. I'll be slinging some coffee from the cauldron that used to be in the old creamery. Is that right, Will?
I've heard a couple of different theories on the on the origin of that cauldron, but it is a beauty, and we are trying to keep it in good condition so we can continue to have cauldron coffee year after year.
I hear that coffee's getting better and better each year.
I think you might have something to do with that, James.
Oh, my goodness. You're too kind. Wow. Okay, and then, of course, there will be the Potato Day Parade. Now, that launches from 2nd and Main at 10:30, and then we'll go up Went up to the park and finish at Sopris Park. Now, Will has a plug to add here.
Well, I wanted to point out that there is still time to get a float in the parade, and that a float does not have to be a big undertaking. If you've got a cool classic car and you want to advertise your business or just you know, hang out, that's an opportunity. There are, you can either contact the rec center or the Carbondale Library to register through tomorrow night. And we're also this year trying to get more in the terms of that sort of rural feel, tractors, horses, you know, those are folks that we really want to see in that event. So there is an opportunity there. And we have this year dropped the registration fee for students.
Fantastic.
And for nonprofits.
Wonderful. Well, that is a great opportunity. And it's my favorite parade of the year, I must say, in Carbondale. I got to MC it. Oh, my goodness. I think I hired Cody Lee. Okay, let's continue on here with our schedule. And just one more time, actually, Will, if you could say just who to contact for the parade if people would like to register.
Carbondale Recreation or the Carbondale Branch Library. I believe the form is on the Recreation website.
Fantastic.
And also physically available at the library.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And then following the parade, there will be the Spudtacular Spikeball Tournament, which I believe has been coordinated by Will Tempest with Parks and Rec for the last couple years. And it sounds like people come from all over the place. Oh, no, sorry. That is...
We made a shift from...
I'm mistaken.
From
here.
Cornhole to
That's
Spikeball
right.
this year.
Okay.
Trying something new. So hopefully people do come from all over, but we don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Listener, your opportunity is there.
Your opportunity is there. It sounds fun. Spudtacular Spikeball Tournament. That's at the volleyball courts at Sopris Park at 11 a.m. And I was mistaken. It was the cornhole that was very popular and apparently very competitive last year. Let's see. Also on Saturday, there's the largest homegrown potato contest. So if you have a large homegrown potato, bring that to the Sopris Park Historical Society to tent. And that will, by 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., if you could bring that to the Historical Society tent, which will be pretty prominent there in the park. Then, of course, the barbecue and baked potato lunch starting at 11:15, serving till about 1:30 or when food runs out. You got to get there. It's the best meal you'll have all year. Queen Bees will, of course, take the stage at 11:30 to 1, followed by some announcements, including the largest potato winner at 1 p.m. Let's see here. And then a Carbondale favorite, Sweet Jessup, and the Dirty Buckets Band will perform from 1:15 to 3 p.m. And that's gonna wrap up Saturday.
Well, we do have our kids games. I think
we
that's worth a notation.
Thank you.
That's at 1:15 and question
and mark. 105.
105.
105.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
So right in between those bands, we'll be offering a variety of traditional games. That's very much Sue Gray's jam. She's excellent at that, and it's a free opportunity, and there are prizes, and there is a pinata. So
fantastic.
That's another thing. If it's a very family friendly event, and that's one of our offerings to keep it so.
Fantastic.
Also, that's not the end of the night if you're a cool, hot, roaring fork high school teen.
Whee!
Yeah!
Okay.
And you're going to hear a little bit about that from student body president and student council president and Sopra Sun contributor and youth bureau...
Amazing person.
...journalist and amazing person, Yesenia.
Thank you, thank you.
I always
you.
Struggle to pronounce your last name.
Yesenia Bienavides.
Bienavides.
Now you have me struggling.
Yeah.
Yesenia, go ahead and please fill us in. Homecoming is on the rise, and yeah, what's happening?
Yes. So Roaring Fork High School's homecoming is going to be the same day as Potato Day, October 5th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
The theme is casino.
Yeah.
Fine.
Just for to put out there, if any listeners want to help us set up for the dance, we will be setting up at the Roaring Fork High School at 11 a.m.
Okay, and that is what day again? Sorry.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
Saturday.
Set up 11 a.m., show up at the high school. You could help pull off this year's homecoming. When is the football game again?
The football game is tomorrow, Friday, at the CMS field at 7 p.m.
CMS Field, Colorado Middle School Field.
Yes, Colorado. Yes.
And volleyball
and
tonight?
And then volleyball is tonight. Yeah, it starts
volleyball
at 4:30.
It's like happening now. It's, yeah. It's just starting.
At
so 4:30. If you rush over there, if you're in your car listening to it, just speed.
No.
Don't speed.
Don't speed.
Don't speed. Do not listen to the gus.
And calls to criminal activity are especially bad.
Well, folks, we're getting close, but I do continue, Yesenia. We got another minute.
Well... That was really it. The volleyball game starting at 4:30.
Soccer?
Soccer was Tuesday.
Soccer was Tuesday. How'd they do?
James.
I think
on
we have
Friday,
it.
On Friday, we will announce royalty winners during halftime of the football game. So, if anyone wants to come.
Fantastic.
Please go.
Yes, please
Yay!
Go. Go and support the Roaring Fork Rams and during this special time of year, homecoming season.
Yes.
To finish up our schedule, and before we let you all go, we would regret not to inform you that the Youth Gymkhana will also be on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's at the Gustarian Rodeo Grounds. Always fun to see the kids ride. And then followed by Party in the Pasture, which will be closing out the Potato Days weekend at Kaufman Ranch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can reserve tickets at www.avlt.org. Will Grandbois from the Carbondale Historical Society, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, very much, and go Rams.
Any parting words?
Go Rams.
That's my
go
parting
Rams.
Words. Go.
Also, I have a parting word.
Yes, sir.
Please, if you come to the volleyball game tonight, please buy a crepe. It supports our French club, and they really need it.
That's fantastic. Buy a crepe tonight at the volleyball game. Get on out and support the Rams, and have a wonderful Potato Day weekend.
Horns down.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Happy Potato Day.
No, we're just always.